Hello and welcome to our Euros coverage. We want you in the comments down below to pick your golden boot winner, who you think is going to win the tournament, where you think your nation is going to finish that you support, and who you think player of the tournament is going to be. Subscribe to our channel. Up the Euros. Hello and welcome to our Euro preview. We're going to be coming back each week for these previews, discussing what's going on in the tournament as a whole and having our fan reactions to England games. I've had a bit of a mare on Twitter just with Dan Morgan from Heart of the Holt. We've both said that if England win the Euros, we're both going to get a Phil Foden. So you'll see me, hopefully, with blonde hair.
A Gazza, you mean? A Gazza, not a Phil Foden.
A Gazza, and then you're in a couple of weeks, see how England are doing, really. So Euros are starting. I love a summer when there's a tournament. Obviously, Premier League's not that long ago finished, but I'm already missing football. I want to be watching football now, so buzzing that the Euros are on. It's just great, knocking on the TV when you finish work and there's game after game and all these super, super talented players. I absolutely love it. Ryan, how are you feeling ahead of the tournament?
Yeah, I'm getting tournament vibes now. Sunday on the podcast, I weren't really feeling it, but now these friendlies are out of the way, I'm up for it. Yeah, it's about to get real, isn't it? You can't beat an international tournament. It's just something so special about it. I can pretty much remember every single England game from 1990, where I was in, all them games. I could just boom go straight there. It's an everlasting memory. It's just a truly special time. The fucking nation comes together as one. We're all in it together. The World Cup 2018, that was something special. But the Euro 96, man, it was levels above that. The whole nation was gripped. I remember, like, I was living in Great Barr, and you got more lying football pitches there, and all the Dutch fans and the Swiss fans were camping there. We used to go down for a kickabout and see them all having a drink and that, because they were playing the games at Villa Park. Frank Skinner and David Baddiel were killing it on fantasy football. It was just, everything was just quality about it. And if we can harness some of that home tournament passion, then we're in for a right treat in the next month.
Kay, how are you feeling about it?
Really excited. As you probably guessed, I'm supporting the Turks. This is the shirt from Euro 2008, where we got to the semis. I actually followed Turkey. It was in Switzerland and Austria that year, a year that England didn't make it, unfortunately. But it was pandemonium. We done some really, really good stuff in that tournament. We came back from being behind in pretty much every game that we played. It was known as the comeback king. So yeah, really excited about the vibes. Want to see these stars playing for their nations and see the passion. And what I love about tournament football as well, the international tournament football, is seeing the next big thing. The next big player comes out of the woodwork, and then you always get them joining the Premier League, that following season or something like that. We've seen players over the years like Karol Poborski, Davor Suka, in the 90s, all these kind of European stars just emerge, from the tournaments, and I'm really excited to see that happen.
Buzzing. Hopefully, the world is going to see what we've got to offer in our star man, Jack Grealish. Hopefully, it's his time to shine on the international stage. Justin, how are you feeling?
Yeah, the same as the lads, really. I totally agree with Ryan's point that you sort of always remember where you are in these tournaments. And my earliest memory was a World Cup in '86, sitting in a taverna watching Diego Maradona handball over Peter Shilton. And sort of from then onwards, you're sort of hooked on the international tournaments, because after a long season and with you following your club side, it's sort of nice that everybody comes together and follows the international teams, isn't it? In the summer, the weather's generally better. And coming off the back of what we've just all lived through sort of 12 months, you know, obviously this is supposed to happen last summer, wasn't it? And which was never going to happen. So it's fantastic that things obviously in the country look like they're picking up just in time for a major international tournament. And it's based, well, England are going to be based very much at home, aren't they, in this tournament? So it is going to, I think we said it the other night, it's got a real, you know, 96 vibe to it. So I'm really hoping that the whole country as a whole, if the team can just perform to any kind of level that we know they can, then I really think it's going to be a summer to remember for all of us.
Awesome. So what we'll do now is we'll go through each group, talk about who we feel like probably is going to go through each group, basically. So opening the tournament, we've got Italy and Turkey. So main K, how are you feeling about Group A? You've got Italy, Switzerland, Turkey and Wales.
Yeah, it's I think it's a really finely balanced group, if I'm honest with you. I wouldn't turn around and say it's the group of death, but then at the same time, I wouldn't say that there's going to be one clear winner of the group that's going to steamroll over everybody else. It's everyone is finely balanced in there, you know. Like, for example, with Turkey, we had a really successful qualifying campaign for this tournament. We had France in our group, you know, world champions, and we beat them and got a point away from home as well. In fact, we've become quite a compact, defensively disciplined team now. We used to be all about flair and gung-ho, but now we actually have less flair players and we're more of a solid, disciplined unit. We've got Şenol Güneş, who is his second time managing the national team. The first time he managed us was in the World Cup 2002, South Korea and Japan, where we actually came third in that tournament. And that was almost Turkey bursting onto the international scene properly. So he's got the experience there. But I think the opening game is going to be obviously quite challenging. Italy, a very experienced side, aren't they? Italy know exactly what they're doing. You never know what you're going to get with Italy, other than you're going to get a good defence. It's quite difficult. It's not like, you know, in USA 94, where Italy had all these superstars and flair players like Roberto Baggio, Dino Baggio and that. They're a bit more kind of, you know, you're going to get with them, really. So I think that it's going to be a tight game. I think that it may even be a 1-1, to be honest, the opening game. But the group, you know, you've got Wales in there. Gareth Bale got something to prove. You know, he always turns it on for his country, doesn't he? He loves playing international football a lot more than the club football. Everybody knows that. And I think Turkey have got a good chance of getting out of the group. I think it's going to be exciting stuff. A really good game. I'm actually going to a Euro fan zone in Shoreditch, and they've got some screens outside and some tables, and we've booked a few tables, a few of the lads, so we're going to be watching. There's going to be quite a few Turks in there and a couple of Italians with us as well, so it should be pretty good, pretty special.
It sounds
some beer flying around then, will there?
Yeah, potentially. But I'm really looking forward to it. Like you said, it's got a Euro 96 feel about it, really, isn't it? This game is going to be in Rome, I think. So Turkey are essentially going to be the away side. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, the group I think will be quite a fine balanced group. It's hard to call, really.
It is, to be fair. It looks a difficult group. So we'll fly to Group B. You got Belgium, Denmark, Finland, and Russia. Belgium favourites for that. I feel like they'll get out of that group. To be fair, though, you know, everybody says Belgium got a quality team. They've had this quality team now for a good two tournaments now, and I think it feels a little bit like when England had Scholes, Gerrard, Beckham, Lampard, that golden generation. If you don't win it sooner or later, it's going to dismantle itself and they ain't going to win anything. So I feel like Belgium will win that one quite comfortably. Then we'll go to Group C. We've got Austria, Netherlands, North Macedonia and Ukraine. For me, if you're looking at Netherlands winning that one as well, and then it's probably the best out of Austria and Ukraine.
Come on, the Ukraine. I've got Ukraine in the sweepstakes.
Did you?
Yeah. Class draw.
D, we've got Croatia, Czech Republic, England and Scotland. So, Justin, talk us through this group then.
Yeah, it's... on the face of it, you'd say that England should qualify comfortably from that group. But when you break down each individual game, they're three very difficult games, really. Croatia, you know, we played them, the last time we played them competitively was obviously the World Cup semi-final. I don't think they're the same team as, a lot of the players are still there, but they're obviously, you know, 3 years older now and they're not quite as on the level that they was at the World Cup. Czech Republic, as Kay said, you know, over the years they've manufactured some fantastic footballers coming out of that country. So, and I agree that we will see players that we've probably never heard of suddenly appear and you'll say, wow, you know, where's he come from? And it's this type, it's the Czech Republic type of teams where these players will suddenly appear from. And Scotland, you know, we know all about Scotland. We haven't played them for a very long time. So they're going to be massively up for that game. You know, I see John McGinn was talking to Jack Grealish, I think, on something they did on one of the Twitter things. And, you know, I don't think the Scots are basically very, very happy to have qualified. That's their sort of European, that's them winning the Euros, really, because they don't expect to win it. To get in there is a fantastic thing for them. So if they go any further, it'll be even better. So I would imagine their big thing would be to go and try and beat England in the Euros. That would be a huge feather in their cap. So it's just got a bit of a, you know, England have got to be very careful in this group. You know, we're more than comfortable and we're more than good enough to beat all three of them teams, but we've got to play very well in all of them. I do expect us to win the group. And, you know, the rest of them, who knows, who's going to finish runners up. It'll just be decided on when they play each other, won't they? But I'm fully expecting them to win the group and the rest to sort of try and battle it out for second place.
Same, let's hope so. Group E, Poland, Slovakia, Spain and Sweden. Spain should win that group. And then again, it's best of the rest. And then for me, tasty, Group F, the one I've got my eyes on, the one I'll be probably watching every game. France, Germany, Hungary and Portugal, group of death. If England win their group, we'll play second place in that group. Tough game in the last 16. Ryan, what's your vibe on that one?
Yeah, poor Hungary. They're in for a pound in it now.
Hungary, you've got to top the group. Come on.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So I'm just looking at the group now. There's some games there. France, Germany. France look like they've got the best squad. The depth of it, its quality. But one thing you never do in international football, and that is right off the Germans, because they've gone under the radar a bit, Germany have, and I think they could surprise a few people in this tournament, and it wouldn't surprise me if Timo Werner has an absolute stormer, given the season that he's having. And Portugal, is it Ronaldo's goodbye? Has he still got something left in the locker? So, very interesting group, and tough game for us after that, isn't it?
I just can't wait to watch all the games in that group. So, you saw in the intro, I've asked the listeners and the viewers to predict their winner, Golden Boot, England's final position and player of the tournament. So we'll go around you all now, and you can each pick yours and maybe give a reason why you're going for it. So for me, the winners, I am going for France. I think they are best equipped for this tournament by a country mile. They are the reigning World Cup winners. Their team is unbelievable. And for me, player of the tournament is going to be Kante. I think he is absolutely fantastic. You saw in the Champions League final, he just hustles for everything. He's a fantastic player, and a player that you probably not many people will say he'll get player of the tournament, but I think for France to still do very well, he has to have a very good tournament. So for me, he's going to be player of the tournament. Golden Boot winner, I am going to go for, Ryan's alluded to him just, I'm going to go Timo Werner. I just think he's had a shocker in front of goal for Chelsea, and he did in the Champions League final, but I see a player there. I think his movement and his pace is so dangerous. If he just gets the confidence right, he's going to bang goals in for fun. And where do I think England will finish? I said it on the last episode. I think we'll get to the quarters. So we'll go to Kay. You can answer your little four questions.
Okay. My team to win the tournament, I think, will be Portugal. I think that it's Ronaldo's swan song. But outside of that, I think they've got such a well-balanced team. the likes of Cancelo, Ruben Diaz at the back. You know, they've got a great goalkeeper as well. And then they've got, you know, Bernardo Silva, Diogo Jota. They've got Bruno Fernandes. They've got Ronaldo. I just feel like Portugal, for me, up there to be contenders to win. So my money's on them. I think the golden boot's going to go to Harry Kane, because I think Jack's going to win loads of penalties and he's going to take them all. And so therefore, Harry Kane's going to get golden boot. I think England's final position, I would have said quarters as well. That's what I was thinking, quarters for sure, I think. I actually think they're going to end up playing Portugal and Portugal are going to knock them out. That's what I think. And then player of the tournament, Super Jack, mate. Super Jackie Grealish. Absolutely. I think he's going to set the tournament alight. And yeah, that's who I think is going to absolutely smash it. There's going to be loads of great players. I think Bruno Fernandes is going to be great. Kante, like you said, I think Mbappe is going to show everyone why he is as good as they say he is. Again, I think there's going to be a lot of stars in there. I think the likes of Suchek for Czech Republic as well, he's going to have a really good tournament as well. So I think we're going to see some great players, but I think Super Jack's going to be player of the tournament for me.
Oh, I love it. Southgate, just starting, man. Just starting for that first game. Ryan?
Right. I'm just going with my heart, mate. England cannot back anybody else. France got a quality squad. I've mentioned the Germans as well. I play with them, but I'm going England all the way, mate. Optimistic, I know, but fuck it. golden boots. I'm with Kai, Harry Kane. Lukaku as well, I think, is going to be in the mix looking at their group. And Benzema as well. I think he could be a bit of an outside shot. He's back in the France squad. He never seems to get in any tournaments. There's always like a falling out or something. So he'd be itching to make his mark as well. He's had a good season. Players of the tournament, again, mate, Super Jack. He's got the potential. Him and Foden have got the potential to light this tournament up. And I am looking forward to seeing Mbappe as well. How far will England go? All the way, boys, all the way. I think my dark horse is Sweden. Zlatan is still going. 39 years old and he's still going. Surely his final tournament. And there's a young kid, Isaac, as well. Them two up front. I just think they might have something to say at this tournament. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Justin?
Surprise, England. England are going to win it, aren't they? This is our tournament this year. There's a little on the official UEFA site, you can go through who you think is going to win each group, and it gives you the next phase, next phase, next phase. And I had England France final with the way it sort of fell with who wins groups and who finishes third and everything. I actually think Portugal get knocked out in the group stages because I think Germany will finish runners up in that group. I think we'll knock them out in the round after the group stage, after the group stages, and then we'll end up playing France in the final, which will be a fantastic final, probably two of the best squads in the tournament. So that's my winner, England. Golden boot, based on England and France getting to the final. Normally, the teams that get to the final are the ones that played the most games, so you've got to look no further than one of the forwards in those games. And I'm going to just edge Harry Kane out. I think Mbappe will get the golden boot, but it won't be enough to win the tournament for him. England's final position, I've already said that. We're going to win the tournament. Player of the tournament, it's already been said, isn't it? It's written in the stars. Super Jack's going to win that. Whatever happens, he's going to come out as the standout player in the Euros. And we, as Villa fans, have known it for a very, very long time. Have been shouting it from the rooftops. England fans are starting to come round to it now about what a player he is. And he's going to announce himself on the world stage over the next month. And the whole world will now take notice of what Jack Grealish is. He's a world-class superstar.
Top stuff. So there are all our little predictions on where we think teams are going to finish, player of the tournament, golden boots. In the comments, like I say, get involved, have your say. We are going to be back on Sunday evening for the reaction to England's game against Croatia. And then we'll be back on the following Tuesday for a little bit of a preview about how the tournament's going and a look ahead to the games that are coming up as well. So thanks for watching and enjoy the Euros. Get in the pubs, enjoy the sun.
Absolutely.